Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Arizona. Her preaching is entitled, Lord, I Can't Do It Yet.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some Pharisees came up to Jesus and said to test him, May a man divorce his wife for any reason whatever? He replied, Have you not read that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female and declared, For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and cling to his wife, and the two shall become as one. Thus they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, let no man separate what God has joined. They said to him, Then why did Moses command divorce and the promulgation of a divorce decree? Because of your stubbornness, Moses let you divorce your wives, he replied. But at the beginning, it was not that way. I now say to you, whewever divorces his wife, lewd conduct is a separate case, and marries another commits adultery. And the man who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. His disciples said to him, If that is the case between man and wife, it is better not to marry. He said, Not everyone can accept this teaching, only those to whom it is given to do so. Some men are incapable of sexual activity from birth. Some have been deliberately made so. And some there are who have freely renounced sex for the sake of God's reign. Let him accept this teaching who can. The Gospel of the Lord. When you think about it, teaching is a profession very similar to medicine. Being a physician is part science and part art. For what we know about the human body, there is also much that we don't know. And where treatments and medication can do some of the work, a lot of healing the body has to do with the attitude of the patient. And for those of faith, the power of prayer and our God. In teaching, it's also part art and part science. And while a good teacher has the knowledge of how a student learns at different stages of life, acquiring knowledge has a lot to do with the student's attitude. And a good teacher encourages and builds up that attitude so that their students are open to learning. In my years of teaching, every year our administrators offered professional development. They always tried to present the newer educational methods or the new breakthroughs. But after almost 40 years of teaching, I began to notice that there was rarely anything really new. Just certain fundamental methods, sometimes packaged in different ways, but still the main idea that had already been taught before. Sometimes, though, a new packing method would work better for today's students. And there was all, that would always be a positive. When I read today's gospel, it brought to mind one of the last professional developments I worked on before I retired. It was a teacher-driven method that encouraged the students to have an open mindset, that anything was possible. One of the key phrases was to instruct the students to say, I can't do this yet. Not that I can't do this, but just that it wasn't happening right now, which meant it could very well definitely take place. Just because I don't get the fractions right now doesn't mean I won't get them in the future. And that was what Jesus was telling his interrogators. Moses allowed you to divorce because you weren't ready yet. You weren't at a place where you could get the Father's plan for women and men. Marriage is not easy. To love someone in a marriage involves an intimacy that allows you to see all the flaws as well as the good, an intimacy that reflects God's intimate love for us, because He too can see us with all our flaws and still love us just the way we are. Being human makes that kind of love a challenge, because we don't have the divinity of God to love selflessly, but that is the sacrament of marriage, that through this human love and connection, we can grow in holiness and become more like God in our love for this other person. That we can love selflessly, despite the flaws, and we can see the good that is there, the good that makes this person an image of God. But even Christ's disciples are overwhelmed by God's ultimate plan for marriage, that a man and a woman would become one flesh through God and not be separated by man. They are shocked and they say, well, then it's better not to marry. And Jesus is patient with them and can almost hear my professional development class. You just can't do it yet, but keep trying. Jesus let us know that not all are called to the married life. There are different states of life depending on how you are called to serve God. But the challenges of a sacramental marriage, to love one another completely, flaws and all, to continually forgive and accept them as they are, to find joy in the simple actions of daily life together. These are challenges in all states of life, married, single, religious life. Human though we are, Jesus is telling us not to despair that we will ever achieve these goals. Maybe we can't do them all yet, but that doesn't mean we won't be able to do them someday. Our loving Father knows what we are capable of, and He hasn't given up on us, so we shouldn't give up on ourselves. Even a little bit of loving in our day can go a long way, and those small actions of love will grow until they become a complete day, a complete life of loving. Then we can move from saying, Lord, I can't do it yet, to Lord, look, I did it.